I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. If you're going to charge more than everybody else, you have to do something different from everybody else. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And the gist of it is, how can you like 10x your pricing without blowing yourself out of the market and without losing all your clients, without disqualifying yourself because of price? That's what we want to be talking about, because the truth is, there are so many people out there that have amazing skills that can do great things, but yet, you know, even though they're developing even more and more skills and, you know, getting, you know, leveling up, the prices are going down. And so how do you fix that? What's the problem? What's really going on behind the scenes? And the real essence of today's conversation is, how can you adapt to fill the new roles that are really being called for with regard to connecting in with your clients and really helping them get the kind of results they're looking for? And so what we're going to be doing is, we're going to be going through a couple of different things. The first thing we're going to go through is, I want to talk to you more about the Double Stack program, because a lot of people don't even know that it exists, which is, you know, which is okay, because it's not for everybody. But I want to go through what it is and who it's for and why I put it together. And then because of that, it really leads in very nicely to how you can actually, you know, 10x your pricing and, you know, win more clients and win happier clients and do all of those things at the same time, because that's the type of results that the people in the Double Stack program are having. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go through like three different examples of, you know, people that I'm working with that are having these types of results, and, you know, what things were like beforehand, what kind of shift they made, and then what the result was like afterwards, and really answer the question of how to 10x your pricing by giving you examples rather than just like telling you what to do. So that's the gist of it. So the big question then is, what is the Double Stack program? Well, the Double Stack program is a program I put together about a year ago. And the reason that really the catalyst for it was that I would go to WordCamps. I talked to a lot of WordPress developers through Cart66 and support tickets, you know, this Facebook group, things like that. And people will be asking me, like, how can I implement the things that we're talking about? Like, all of these, I mean, I think we have over like 60 different sessions now here in this group, and people will ask me, like, how can I, you know, can you help me implement this? Or can you refer me to some place where I can go to learn more about what you're talking about and really put it into practice? And I couldn't find a place to refer people to, because I could find places where you could learn how to do more technical stuff. So like if you wanted to, you know, up your game with JavaScript skills or write better plugins or, you know, the technical implementation of, you know, a WordPress site or whatever, there's definitely places to go for that. There's also places to go for like business development training. Like, how do you connect in with clients better? How do you write proposals more effectively? You know, maybe lead generation, connecting in with new prospects. How do you do those types of things? But it's disconnected from the technical side. And so therefore, it's not very effective. In fact, I even had a conversation with a woman who she actually went through, like, I think she paid a couple $1,000s to go through a course on lead generation through LinkedIn. And we got to talking about it. And I said, hey, well, how was the course? Did you get results? Did you like it? And she paused to think about it for a minute, because she was getting leads. She said, well, you know, I went through the steps and I'm getting the leads. I'm doing what they said. I'm getting the leads, but I'm not getting clients from the leads. I'm not able to close the leads. So I inquired deeper. I said, why not? And the real reason was, she knew how to generate the traffic and get the leads, but she didn't have anything to do. She didn't have anything to implement to really convert those leads into clients. And so that's really the essence of the Double Stack program. And the reason I call it Double Stack is, there's two areas of focus. There's the tech stack, which is like, you know, it's not really about how do you build a WordPress site. Like, everybody can pretty much figure out on their own how to build a WordPress site. And, you know, pretty much everybody that I work with has some degree of skill with regard to putting the site together, you know. But what I'm talking about when I talk about the tech stack, I'm talking about, what sort of technical tools can you put in place that have business objectives as the outcomes, which would mean things like, you know, email marketing, drip campaigns, sales funnels, maybe some e-commerce, maybe setting up a membership site, maybe helping people book calls, you know, all of these types of things that have a technical component to it. But the idea behind the technology is to actually make a difference with the business. It's a business-oriented technical implementation of tools. And depending on who the client is and what their objectives are, obviously the assortment of tools that you deploy on their behalf will be slightly different. For example, if you're working with restaurants, that's different from if you're working with chiropractors, which is different from electricians, which would be different from, you know, life coaches or personal trainers. But they all have business objectives. The whole reason they want the website in the first place is they have business objectives they're attempting to achieve because of what they're doing online. And so that's what I talk about with regard to the tech stack. The business development stack is much more oriented towards the, you know, running your business and helping other people achieve business-oriented results, you know, through your help for their business. And so there's really like a five-step process. You know, there's far more detail than I can go into right now. It's an 8-week course. So the Double Stack program is an advanced 8-week training program where you and I actually work together, together, like independent, like one-on-one in a lot of cases. So I'll talk a little bit more about the structure of it here in just a second. But as far as the business development side of it, we talk about dialing in your marketing. Like who do you want to be serving? Who are you focusing on? And really, if you wanted me to summarize the business development side, or really the whole program in just like one sentence, it would be to show you how to intentionally pursue the clients that you can serve the best. And there's really four things packed into that sentence. It's the intentionality part of it, which is how do you just not wait for referrals all the time, or just not just hope somebody comes across your desk or whatever, but instead you're intentional, like you're focusing on who you can really serve the best, and there's that intentionality behind it, which is really defining your markets that you want to go after. And then, you know, step two is, you know, who within that market is really your ideal client. So, you know, put some standards in place. And so that's kind of the pursuit part of it. Yeah, so you proactively go after the people who you know that you can serve the best. And then there's the service part of it. So kind of the third part of the intentional pursuit of the clients you can serve the best is the serving. And what I mean by that is, you know, I find that it's uncomfortable and ineffective to sell or to market or to be pushy. Think about what it's like when people sell things to you, or when you try to go sell things to other people. It doesn't feel good. It's some sort of like a battle involved. It's oftentimes you feel like you're kind of pushing stuff on people that they don't really want or need, or at least not at that time. And it just isn't good. And I don't do it. I don't like doing that. And I don't think anyone else does either. In fact, a lot of times when I talk to client to people like in this group or whatever, instead of the first thing they'll say to me is, hey, you know, I don't know how to find clients. And then we talk about it, and we uncover like a dozen clients or more, and then say, hey, look, there's the clients. Why aren't you pursuing those clients? And then the truth comes out, which is, I don't like selling things. You know, I don't like to have that kind of confrontational conversation. And so, you know, a big part of the Double Stack program is showing you it doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to go out there and have those types of conversations. And instead of selling, you're serving. You're legitimately helping people resolve problems in their business. And if they want your help, fantastic. If they don't want your help, you can totally still be friends. It's not a high pressure sales thing. Nor, by the way, is it one of those like multi-level marketing things, you know, like where somebody wants to sell you like oils or bags or whatever it is that they sell, and you think they're being friendly to you, only to find out that they, you know, if you're not going to buy any bags or whatever from them, then you're not friends anymore or whatever. So it's not like that either. It's really, how can you actually come alongside and offer to serve the people that need your help? And then there's the best part. Like, why are you the best one for that? And so that's really an analysis of your skill set, the things that you can do, the things that you like, experiences you've had, knowledge you have about certain industries, you know, the whole thing. Like, how can you take advantage of all of the things that you know, not just a sliver of them, so that you're dramatically different from the people only offering a sliver of your services? And of course, that's a huge reason why you can, you know, connect with these long-term, high-value clients who are thanking you for charging enough to be able to stick with them and help them generate the results that they need for their business. Because the alternative of you just kind of building like this $800 site or $1,200 site or whatever, and then kind of, you know, moving on to your next client because you have to, you don't really have the opportunity to stay with a client if you don't have the business structure in place up front to enable you to continue to actually take advantage of the technical implementation of the things that you put online to actually drive the business results. And so that's why I call it the Double Stack program. It's those two areas of focus: the tech stack, the business development stack. And what really makes the whole thing different from everybody else is I don't just throw people into an online course. There are lessons online. There's videos and written tutorials and things like that. But the heart of it is you and I actually work together for 8 weeks on an ongoing basis to really get you to the level that you want to be with regard to your marketing. How do you run a high value client meeting instead of showing up like, you know, without leadership, you know, with, you know, kind of basically making the client come up with the plan for success, which of course they don't have, which is a huge reason, which we're going to get into right now. The reason that, you know, these prices are so low is because there's a particular sequence you have to go through in order to invest in anything, right? Like, if put yourself in the shoes of the client for a second. If you're going to make an investment in something, you need to feel confident that the investment's going to have some sort of positive return on it, right? And if it doesn't, you don't make the investment. And that's what's going wrong in the vast majority of these client meetings. Like, most people show up asking questions like, you know, who's your market? What do you want your website to look like? Are there any other sites that you like? Can I send that to me so I can get a taste for your design preferences? You know, how many pages do you need? What's your budget? I'll tell you what I can do, you know, for that amount. And so, you know, all of these questions, you know, you're asking these questions to your clients, and the clients don't know. They say things and will respond. Otherwise, it's kind of awkward and weird and uncomfortable. But the truth is, they don't know the answers to those questions. That's why they're trying to hire you in the first place. And then when you show up asking those questions, what you're showing to them is that you don't really know what they need either. And now everybody's kind of sitting in a room looking at everybody, and nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what anybody needs. There's no leadership there. And here's the thing. If there's no leadership, there's not going to be any confidence in the plan. If there's no confidence in the plan, then there is no investment. And that's where it all falls apart. And so the core of the answer to how to successfully 10x your pricing is to show up with leadership, because leadership breeds confidence. And with it, when there's confidence, there is a high value investment. And that's really the essence. That's the fundamental kind of bedrock of why I put the Double Stack program together, to show people how to combine their technical skill sets with the business objectives their clients really need in an ongoing way, so that you have monthly retainers in place. And I'm not just talking about like for WordPress. We've talked about retainers a lot here. And I'm not talking about just hosting and plugin updates. I'm talking about what can you do month to month to really take advantage of this stuff that you put online for your clients. That's the high value retainer. And the key to getting a business where you're making $5,000 to $10,000 per month consistently is to have those long-term high value clients that you're generating business oriented results for on an ongoing basis. And of course, they love you for it. And it's really rewarding and fun to do. So that's the essence of what the Double Stack program is and why I put it together. So who is it for? It's not for everybody. So if you have to have the mindset that you really want to be generating results for your clients. Now, I know that there's tons of people out there who have a different mindset. Like, I talk to people all the time who have this concept in their head that, you know, if I could just build some sort of a mostly automated process, I could really crank out a lot of websites for cheap. You know, I could make, you know, $500 websites all day long. And basically the idea is, or even cheaper than that sometimes, because the idea is to sort of compete with like Wix or with like Squarespace or, you know, with one of these other platforms, but use the WordPress technology and just sort of like get people to, you know, sort of sign up. And then maybe there's some, you know, maybe a little bit of one-on-one training is involved to kind of show people how to use the WordPress site. And if that's you, if you want to sell like, you know, high volume, low value websites, then Double Stack's not for you. That's not, I can't really help much with that. I fundamentally don't believe that's a good idea. Because people legitimately, if that's the client that you're going after, they should legitimately go use like Wix, because Wix is really, really inexpensive. And as a platform, for somebody who just wants to put pages together, it's so much easier, so much better to do it that way than it is to try to figure out some you know, WordPress-oriented way to kind of go about all this. So the Double Stack program is for people that really want to come alongside and make this fundamental foundational shift. And the shift is from being a WordPress business to being like a business consultant who powers the results that their clients need with the WordPress ecosystem. So it doesn't by any means mean throwing away all the skills that you have. In fact, that's the opposite of what it means. It means taking advantage of all the skills that you have. So for example, if you've got skills with regard to graphic design, web development, maybe photography, maybe videography is in your skill set, maybe you know about SEO, maybe you know about pay-per-click campaigns, maybe you've got whatever the skills are that you have. Maybe you can do offline design, branding, logos, like maybe print types of material. Like I work with people that have a wide variety of different skills, and the essence of it is like, how can you take advantage of all of those skills in a way that dramatically differentiates you from the people that really are just getting started or only have just a little sliver of skills, or just, you know, that, you know, the whole reason that the pricing is falling is because people are, people that have lots of experience are kind of throwing that experience kind of under the rug or whatever and saying, hey, let me build you a website, or hey, let me run your social media, you know, campaigns or whatever. And just using a little sliver of what they can do, competing with someone who that's all they can do. And so now the pricing is comparable. And so people that have the ability to 10x their pricing, they're not doing it because they're competing on price with people that don't have that capability. And so you have these, like, these really experienced, well-rounded people that can do a lot of things, but they haven't been able to tap into that. And so that's what the that's really who the Double Stack program is for. So, like, if you feel like you're the kind of person who has that desire to genuinely and authentically connect with clients and deliver results for them that goes beyond what just like a cheap website can do, then that's who the Double Stack program is for. Now, you don't have to have those skills already. If you want, like, I can help you develop those skills. That's not the issue. The issue is really the mindset, the intention, kind of the heart behind it, to really be able to connect in with your clients at a high level of integrity to really drive the results that they need, as opposed to just taking their money to stay in business because you know how to build websites. So that's the essence of the Double Stack program. And here are the results. So if that's the kind of shift that you're interested in making, because you want to, you know, increase your prices, you don't want to keep burning yourself out with all of these low budget, high stress projects. And I mean, doesn't it always seem like the cheaper the client, the more demanding they are? Well, that's because you're connecting in with clients with the wrong mindset, at the wrong point in the project. And it could be that they're just toxic clients in general. And I can show you how to identify each of those problem areas step by step. And the end result will be to be able to actually connect in with the clients that you like to work with on an ongoing basis. You have these long-term relationships with your clients, and that helps you leverage your time in two really meaningful ways. The first way is you can charge more per hour for this kind of work because you're actually delivering results, and that's a very valuable thing. So you can bump your hourly rate up to like $85 an hour at least. And as opposed to, like, I talked to people that started like $25 an hour, maybe 50. And so you can charge more per hour, which means you don't have to work as many hours to get the same type of income results for yourself. So that leverages your time. So you don't have to burn yourself out to that degree. The other way, or the second way that you leverage your time, is you spend more of your work week doing billable things as opposed to non-billable things. Because if you have these long-term relationships with your clients, then you don't have to go out searching for clients all the time and writing proposals all the time and, you know, doing all of the non-billable stuff that just wastes your time, burns you out. And I'll even talk to people that are like doing plugin updates and WordPress maintenance types of things for free and like answering questions from their clients for free because they're good people. Like, you know, they know, like, people like you and me, we all know that if you're not updating plugins and you're not maintaining the site is eventually going to have big problems. And so from the web designer's perspective, they haven't been able to tap into this kind of structure for their clients. And so the clients aren't paying them to do the maintenance, but yet they do it anyway. So that's non-billable stuff that's eating your life. And so when you make this shift away from that, so that you have this structure where you actually are giving yourself the opportunity to really do your best work. And of course, that means that your clients are now getting the best results. That's the fundamental shift that we're talking about. So let me give you an example of how this works. So there's a couple of people that I wanted to kind of just, you know, highlight. I'm going to go through like three or four right now just to kind of give you an example of how this works. First one I want to talk to you about is Jim. Jim's in this group, and he and I have been working together for a while. And he's even on the homepage of our website as an example of what can happen. And so he's got, prior to working with me, he hadn't ever really sold any WordPress sites to anyone and on a professional level, but he had really good skills. He knew how to do it. He had the mindset to really help his clients and serve and do a great job. And he's got the kind of attitude where he's resourceful and he's willing to like put in the work and do a great job and, you know, learn how to do things. So he has the kind of attitude that I'm looking for. Like when I invite someone in, by the way, the Double Stack program is an invitation only program. So you don't just sign up on the website and do it. So I want to make sure that we talk ahead of time to make sure that A, you want to learn how to do the kinds of things that I can help you with, and B, that you're the kind of person who I feel 100% confident is going to get the kind of results that we're talking about. So, and Jim is one of those people. And so he has this really creative, business-oriented mindset, but he just couldn't onboard the clients. He just couldn't get the clients on board. He didn't know how to connect with the clients. He was having a hard time with proposals, and it was just a big struggle for him. And so, you know, I onboarded him into the program. We went through, we worked together for a couple of weeks. And so we got this opportunity and to, you know, present a proposal to someone. And so he like took a look at the lesson on how to write proposals. He took a look at the lesson on how to balance pricing. Because there's two major things that can really go wrong with pricing. One is you have this really powerful offer that is really going to, you know, make an impact for your clients, but it's got this low ticket price on it. And nobody believes that low ticket price is going to end up with the high quality results that you're describing. It's kind of like when you go to New York or something and you see those fake Rolex watches on the street and somebody says, "Hey, I got this Rolex." And you're like, "Oh, great. That looks awesome. How much does it cost?" And you're like, "Oh, it's $50. And you're like, "Well, it's obvious. So there's no way that's a Rolex." And no, there's no way. If you have $50, it's not going to be a Rolex. But what if it was? What if it was a Rolex with a $50 price tag? You still wouldn't believe it was a Rolex. And that's what I'm talking about with these high value offers. With these low ticket prices, it, you know, clients don't believe that anyone can generate the kind of results you're talking about at those prices. So that's one big thing that can go wrong. High ticket offer, low ticket price, you lose the client. The other thing that can go wrong is you keep doing the same old stuff that everybody else is doing, where you have, you know, all of these individual services that you're offering to people. Like, "I'll build your website. I'll do social media management. I'll build a logo for you. I'll, you know, whatever the things are, you know, we'll make a responsive site." And so you offer all of these technical things. You just kind of do all this stuff that doesn't really have this business-oriented mindset behind it. And then you like go ahead and, you know, 10x your pricing. And now you've just gone, woo, you just flew out of the market. It's too much because everybody else is offering the exact same thing, but for, you know, less than half of what you're offering. So now you've priced yourself out of the market. So the key to onboarding the right clients at the right price is to dial that pricing in so that you make sure that your offer has room for these high ticket prices. And I can show you exactly how to do that. There's a really specific methodology behind pulling that off, and I can show you that. Now, it takes some time to figure it out, but I work with you through it. And that's the situation we had here with Jim, where like he took a look at all those lessons. He sent me the proposal. I said, "All right." And I spent probably 3 or 4 hours kind of going back and forth with him on, you know, modifying this proposal to really fit the structure, because it's important to me that he knows, and everyone that I work with knows fundamentally how and why it works. Like, I get really frustrated by people that offer like templates for crap, because templates are crap. Because if you have a template, you just copy and paste it and hope for the best. But what I want to show you how to do is I want to show you how to be able to structure an offer for whatever you want to offer, whether it's a $25,000 project or whether it's like a $150 per month little retainer. Like, whatever it is, there's a methodology for doing that. And I want to make sure you understand that so you can then take the methodology and apply that to your specific situation and for your specific client to generate the results that both you and your client really need. And templates don't pull that off. Understanding a methodology does. And so that's what I'm talking about with regard to this kind of training, where, you know, we go back and forth with all of this. And then, so we had, you know, three or four iterations, we went back and forth on this proposal. And then I said, "Okay, I think it's ready. You know, go ahead and now present this to your client." So he did. And then like that Friday, I got a text message, boom, they accepted the whole thing. It was an $8,000 project, you know, with a retainer on the back end as well. And in the first one, the very first project really he'd ever onboarded was at that level. And that's the deal. So that's like clearly, that's like a 10x of, you know, of an $800 website, which is what a lot of people are out there selling. So that's enough. That's a really strong example of how this works. Here's another example. So Sally, she's also on the website too. She and I started working together, and one of her first clients came to her and had like this $200 budget, and the budget was for, you know, there's something the matter with the homepage where I feel like it was like the slider wasn't working. There's like some broken images. And they're like, hey, can you do this like this hot fix thing and just kind of get this working? And she said, hey, you know, Lee, I think there's an opportunity here to do better than that. And so she made this fundamental shift from of course she can absolutely technically fix the slider or whatever, but the issue was, why not do better than that? Why not offer more than just fixing a slider and actually fix the actual business, right? To have that business-oriented mindset behind it. And, you know, what can you do to make that happen? And so we worked again, just like Jim and I worked. Sally and I worked together on this exact process, you know, going through how to do this. And how to make an impact for the business. Like, what can she do that's going to drive results? Not technical fixes, but actual business-oriented results for her client. And of course, now we went through that proposal process. We dialed in the price, presented the proposal, and that one client turned from a $200 one-time hot fix kind of project into a $10,000 per year client. So not only was it a massive increase in the actual value of the project, it's also annual income. So it's residual annual income coming in. So that's a huge, huge result. And so then, you know, a third example is Charlie. Charlie and I have been working together only a few weeks. And literally in the last 6 weeks, he's closed $25,000 worth of new business in 6 weeks. And coming to me before we got started on this, he said, you know, I've got some past clients that I've worked with, but I just can't. I hadn't had any success onboarding them into any sort of retainers. I don't really know what to put in the retainers. You know, everybody's so stingy. You know, they're really, really frugal, totally reluctant to spend another dollar. I don't know what to do. And so we kind of went through this process, and I was showing him, you know, how do you write these proposals? How do you run these high value meetings? How do you dial in the pricing? How do you focus your skills on the types of clients you can serve the best? And the next thing I know, he's like, well, it worked. Boom. His very first meeting after kind of going through this training, he was able to connect in with a client who had been very reluctant to spend any money in the past. And I think it was about a $3,000 retainer in place right off of the bat. And then he kept doing it again and again and again. And the next thing you know, he kind of decided, hey, you know, I think maybe I should kind of cool things off a little bit. I just closed 25 grand in the last 6 weeks. Maybe I should actually, you know, start building some of this stuff out before he goes out and reconnects with more clients. And so that's the idea. And so, like, how do you do that? So the real essence, the fundamental point that I really want to make with how do you 10x your pricing without blowing away all of your opportunities because you're priced out of the market, is making that shift, from just offering services, website stuff, whatever, and making that shift. While you're still doing those services, the focus is on the business outcomes that those services produce for your clients. And when you do that, you're going to find the attitudes of your clients fundamentally change to the point where they're going to be asking you, like if you talk to Charlie or whatever, or any of the other people we've talked about, in fact, just last Friday, one of the women in the program I'm working with closed a project for $12,550. It was like the annual value of the project. And she too will testify to the fact that clients, it's not like you're pressuring them to do this work. They're actually asking, hey, when can I sign up? Where can I sign up? When can we get started? You know, let's do this. Stop talking and let's do it. You know, it shifts into this concept of now this is a, you know, they're urgently ready to get started, which is dramatically different from the approach that most people tend to have where they're kind of begging for the work, they're lowering the price to try to make it acceptable, they send off the proposal, and, you know, people generally, you know, they might say, yeah, I'll get right back to you, but then they don't, and then there's all this time that goes by, and then you feel kind of weird, what, should I follow up, is that too soon, do I seem needy, you know, like all of this crazy stuff going on in your head to try to win some kind of a project for like $500, when, you know, these other people that I just mentioned are scoring like $8,000 projects, $10,000 projects, 25 grand in 6 weeks. You know, those are huge, huge outcomes because of this shift. And so the reason I put the Double Stack program together in the first place was I want to help people make this shift because it's better for everybody when this happens. It's better for you because you've got high value clients, you've got stable income coming in. You're in charge of your own business now for the first time. Here's a tip. You're never going to be in charge of your own business and have the kind of business that you want unless you are in control of the client relationship. And what I mean by that is if you're depending on somebody else to feed you leads, or you're doing that like hope marketing where you just, you know, go to work and you just hope somebody calls you, or, you know, an agency is kind of, you know, handing projects over to you, but you're not really in control of the pricing or when that happens, you're never going to be able to get the kind of business where you're making, you know, 5 to 10 grand per month consistently on an ongoing basis with that structure in place. Because it's too fragile. You don't have any control. You have the feast or famine problem. You never know. Too many things happen all at once. Then there's nothing. There's no recurring revenue. You don't have any real ability to connect in with the actual client. So you're dependent upon some middleman to try to, you know, present your stuff for you. You can have some limited form of success for some period of time, and maybe even a couple of years. But you're never going to be able to get to the point where you're really running your own business unless you're in control of that client relationship, because then you can actually do what we just talked about. You can actively pursue the clients you can serve the best. And, you know, that's the fundamental point that I really want to underscore with this conversation today, because that's the essence of how you charge 10 times more than everybody else and your clients are thanking you for doing it. So if that sounds like the kind of thing that you'd like to do, and you want to see if maybe the Double Stack program is right for you, or you at least want to talk through, like, how do you dial in the marketing? How do you run these high value meetings? You know, what kind of stuff do you put in retainers that goes beyond just hosting and plug-in updates and, you know, prepaid hours for stuff or whatever? Like, what's all that about? And you want to explore that a little bit and see if that's something that you want to do, then head over to doublestack.net/call. And let's get on the phone and let's talk about that. And it's a no pressure free kind of a call. And if you feel like you kind of, you know, want my help to continue to implement the things we've talked about, awesome. Let's talk about that. Let's see if it's a good fit for you. If you don't, that's fine too. But, you know, I think you're going to find that after you spend the 45 minutes we take really talking about this stuff, that you're going to have new insight into your business, into the value of what you really deliver, into how you connect with your clients in a more effective, authentic way, how you can bring leadership to the equation. Whereas before, you're kind of relying on the client to provide the leadership, when of course they don't know how, which is again why there's no confidence, which is again why there's no investment. So if you want to fix that, then let's talk about how to do it. And but again, this is for people who have the mindset where they want to really do better for themselves and for their clients. So it's not for people who just want to crank out cheap websites and want to learn how to do that, you know, faster and faster. If that's you, this isn't really the kind of thing that is going to appeal to you, because I do the opposite of that. And so it's all about intentionally pursuing the clients you can serve the best, so that you get that ongoing relationship, so you can scale your business, so that you're in control of your time, of your income, and you're driving results for your clients. And the clients, by the way, are depending on you for this sort of a thing. There's clients out there that are desperately needing this type of help right now. And if it wasn't for people like you out there with this kind of heart, with this kind of mindset, with this approach to your business, they're going to get bamboozled by people that are selling $800 websites. They're going to waste, you know, thousands of their dollars on these cheap sites that are ineffective and don't actually do anything. And then the designer's just going to go and do it again to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. What I'm really passionate about is fixing that problem. Because when you fix that problem, it has like this domino effect where it's obviously going to be better for you, because you're running a more powerful business, making more income. You're in control of it. You're not burning yourself out. You're proud of your work. You know, you're all of the things that tend to be a mess in the old way of doing it. This new approach is fundamentally better for you. It's better for your clients, because they're not wasting their money on something that doesn't generate results, and instead they're really getting the kind of impact that they need. They're reaching their clients more effectively. And that makes, you know, the third, you know, the domino is, you know, your clients' customers are going to be happier too, because your clients can do awesome stuff. They're connecting out with, you know, reaching out to these clients that might not have otherwise even known about them had it not been for you. And so that's why this is such a powerful thing. And if this is resonating with you, and this is the kind of stuff you want to do, head over to doublestack.net/call, and let's figure out how to get this to happen for you. And then we can, you know, then in a couple of weeks we'll be talking about how awesome of a job you did doing this kind of stuff. So there we go. So that's what I wanted to really talk about today. The essence or the secret for being able to 10x your prices without blowing yourself out of the market, and actually doing it in a way that's better for you, better for your clients, better for your clients' customers, And just a triple win right on down the line. So awesome, guys. That's what I got for you today. And high five for now. Boop. And again, if you want to talk, I'm available. I got my calendar online at doublestack.net/call. And we can get together and talk about this stuff, figure out if this is the right kind of thing for you. All right. So if you have any questions, go ahead and put those in the comments. I'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the week. And then we'll be connecting again next Tuesday for another one of our sessions. So, all right, guys, another high five for you. Boop. And we'll be seeing you next week.